Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry, we got disconnected.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
It's the same on the last question you were asking me. I'm not voting for any Democrats.
Okay. But based on the statement that I just read to you, how will you rate that from 0 to 10? Being 0, not at all convincing? Okay. Thank you. And next one says, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and throw it, had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Thank you. Next one says, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. And last one says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers a scholarship to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Zero.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Deremir?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Deremir. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Deremir for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. First one says, Lori Chavez Deremir opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Would that be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And last one says, too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Deremir isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that will have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it will help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Daniel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Lori Chavez.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I was, but I'm retired now.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Yes, you're welcome.
Have a good evening. Bye.